Good afternoon, everyone. I know you all may be wondering why I decided to start today's segment off with an instrumental beat. You know, it was mixed super good and it sounds like, you know, ordinary club party and music. But that is not the case. This was actually one of the first mixed samples that was ever done that sounded like this, with no words, not a lot of lyrics, and you know, mainly instrumental beats. That song that was played in the beginning was one of the first times that it was done in the 1970s, and that's actually what today's segment is about. Today we're going to be discussing the merry-go-round technique. The merry-go-round technique was created by the one and only founding father of hip-hop, Clive Campbell, also known as DJ Kool Herc. DJ Kool Herc has made so many amazing contributions to hip hop that so many of his contributions and techniques are still being used till this day, including the merry-go-round technique that he created back in 1970s when he lived in the Bronx. So you all may be wondering, okay, what is this merry-go-round technique? Well, back in the 1970s, a lot of the music had instrumental breaks in between the songs that were mainly left there for, you know, the people listening to it to dance to. So DJ Kool Herc, being an amazing observer as well as an amazing DJ, noticed that most of the times when he DJed at these local parties, a lot of the people in the crowd will wait until these instrumental breaks came so that they can, you know, break out their cool dance moves, or, you know, really be able to dance to the music. Well, he realized that most of the parts that his audience was waiting on usually happened during the drum breaks or the breaks of each song, which was pretty much the part of the record where there were no vocals and just the instrumental. Him taking notice to that observation, he decided to use the two turntables not just to make smooth transitions, but to switch back and forth repeatedly between two copies of the same record, which extended the drum break or the instrumental break that the crowd was mostly waiting for. And he decided to call that technique the merry-go-round technique simply because it was going back and forth between the same song. Not only did this allow him to extend the drum break, but it also allowed him to take the drum break from other songs and mix that in with the drum break of one song that he may be using, which really got him a lot of recognition and honestly got him the title as the founder of hip hop. The merry-go-round technique was the beginning of hip-hop, and it's still used in today's time, but is known as the breakbeat. You can catch the merry-go-round technique or the breakbeat done at a lot of parties, clubs, or done by just simply a lot of DJs such as Glitch Mob or Bez Nectar in today's time. Many people who create great techniques such as the merry-go-round technique will go about getting things copyrighted or a license, but that was not the case with DJ Kool Herc. And honestly, him not getting his technique copyrighted helped spread this technique across the nation, creating hip hop, and we can honestly thank him for that because it still lives on today. Here are a few examples of this technique being used in today's time. That is a quick history lesson for today's segment. I hope you all enjoyed it. Until next time, I am Kyra and I will see you later.